And he says, and we came preaching the gospel unto you in spite of the opposition that we're facing. And the principle that we can learn there is that when you're going through a difficult time, when you're going through tribulation, that's not a time to put the service of the Lord on pause. Still serve God. Still win people to Christ, preach the gospel, get people saved, read your Bible, disciple people, come to church, be able to simultaneously do those things. In fact, serve God with much contention. You know, I'm having marriage problems, then keep coming to church. You know, I'm having child-rearing problems, then keep coming to church. The only time we don't recommend for you to come to church is if you're projectile vomiting or something, or you have like a fever or something. You know, the old IFB had this philosophy. Brother House used to say, don't call in, crawl in. I don't believe in that philosophy, okay? They used to say, don't call in, crawl in. No, don't even call in. Just don't show up, okay? I'm a strong believer that if you're sick, stay home,
amen.
All right? Because one, you know, I don't want what you have. But more than me, my kids don't want what you have, because if you get one of my kids sick, then all my kids get sick, and then I get sick because they keep me up all night, you know? And then, you know, everyone else gets sick. That's why when people get sick in church, we all get sick, because everyone's shaking each other's hands and stuff. Why am I even going off on that? Is anybody sick in here? No, I'm just kidding. What I'm saying is, you know, stay home, obviously, if you're sick. You know, stay home if you died. You know, stay home if you know, if you just cannot make it to church for whatever reason, obviously. But when we're talking about opposition where you're not, you know, debilitated, spiritually speaking, and you can still make it to church, you know, I just can't, you know, make myself get out of bed. I'm so depressed. Come anyway. What do you mean so debilitated? You're just so depressed you just stay in bed? Folks, look, we all get depressed from time to time. Get up out of your bed, come to church, come listen to the preaching, and get yourself out of that state of depression. Okay. And by the way, you know, people tell me like, oh man, my hair hurts or something. You know, I can't come to church. They don't say that, but you know, I have this pain in my knee, and that's why I don't come. Well, here's your choices. You can have the pain in your knee at home, or you can have the pain in your knee at church. Like, does the pain stop when you like stay? You're like, I'm not going to church today. Voila. I'm staying home today. Voila, the pain's gone. Like, does your knees like, hey, if you step outside these doors, I will incite the pain. You're gonna have pain either way. I'm saying if you're contagious, stay home for what, you know, whatever sickness you have. But if you have like a little bit of pain, you have one of two choices: either have pain at home where you're by yourself. You're probably, going to do things that are not pertaining to the things of God. Or you can have it here.
Amen.
Listen to some preaching and forget about the pain for an hour.
Yep.
And so, you know, do God's will in spite of opposition. Okay? Don't let opposition hinder you from serving God, coming to church, reading your Bible, winning souls to Christ, etc. You know, a great and effectual door is open unto us. And there are many adversaries. So anytime we have a door of opportunity to do something great for God, just expect that there's going to be opposition.